Malfunction. Need input.
I hear you.
Impression that I'd be partying in Rio on yachts with my white suit on and soft perm blooming and chiffon and lycra. When I was 6, I blew out all the candles, but the machine gun and motorbike have yet to appear. Every day I check for my superpower or special ability, but it's still on the post. I know it is. And every day I try to use the force, and the belief that I can fly will never leave. I must be an undercover spy, disguised as my life. I must be. Just a little bit longer, then I can go home and reap the rewards. It must be so obvious though. Surely I can't be that good of a job, as this all looks fake and wrong and cheap and shallow. Or maybe I'm too good. Anyway, not long now, and then it's back to the real life of the yachts and the night stars and the summer youth long in romance.
Will you carry me when my legs are gone? Will you carry me?
Flanks me and laughs at the failure that I am from his dizzy heights. I'll never make up there to become the real me. Everything's wrong and it keeps getting worse. You said it's just a product of aging, but that's not true. It's really all getting worse.
Bloody lovely that. Malcolm Middleton with Carry Me from his new album Waxing Gibbous. Welcome to I Hear a New World and the June 2009 edition. And what a brilliant way to kick it off. I'm so glad that Malky's decided to bring out one last solo album for now. He's calling it a day after that, but it's a really nice album, and that is beautiful. Just a beautiful. I love the spoken word part in the middle. It's really heartfelt. All the stuff about wishing. When you're a kid, you know, you think, oh, you wish you could leap a building with a single bound or whatever. And he's kind of admitting that even as an adult, those kind of thoughts still come back to him. I think I can kind of relate to that, especially when I'm late for work and I could just jump from the flat to work. But mind you, if I had superpowers, would I be doing a crap job that I'm doing now? Probably not. But anyway, I do relate to what Malcolm is saying there. And I think the backing vocals on that are brilliant. I mean, it does. You know, it's King Creosote and Pictures Trail, who are two of my kind of favourite artists anyway. But just, it's beautiful the whole way it's put together. I love it. And the rest of the album, I've only had a quick listen to it, but it sounds brilliant as well. Now, this edition, we've got an interview with Nick Mitchell, who's a fellow Skinny writer. And he's going to be having a chat. In fact, I've already had a chat with him about Primavera, which he went to in Barcelona. So we're going to come on to that in a minute. We've got the recording of that. It was a telephone call that we did yesterday, so I'm going to stick that on in a minute. But before that, let's go on. This is a brilliant new band from Fife called Ambulances. Never heard of them before. And their new album, which is produced by legendary producer Kramer, who's produced people like Daniel Johnston and Lowe before. And he's also going to be producing I Hear a New World favourite, Withered Hands, new album. Their new album is superb. Every song on it is really very good. And they've been featured on BBC Six Music on Tom Robinson's show. And that was after our friends Glasgow Podcast and over at Song by Toad have already featured them. And I hadn't actually heard of them before. They got in touch with me just to let me know about their music. So this is How Could You Leave Me? How Could You Leave Me Here? And you can find out more about them by going to myspace.com, Nino Ambulances. So it's NEENAW Ambulances. On the line with me just now is Mr. Nick Mitchell, who is a fellow Skinny writer, and he also writes for many other publications, including The Scotsman and their Under the Radar blog. Now, Nick has been at Primavera, oops, something just fell off my desk. Sorry about that. Yeah, Nick's been at Primavera, so basically just thought I'd have a quick chat with him and find out how it went. So, Nick, for people who haven't been or don't know anything about it, just tell us a bit about it, please.
Well, it's in Barcelona. It's in a kind of a big sort of concrete seafront site, but it's actually quite a nice place. Mm-hmm. It's sort of determinedly indie, mm-hmm. alternative music, but it did have a few big hitters like Neil Young, Sonic Youth, My Bloody Valentine, who played an indoor show as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a kind of mix of these kind of really pioneering kind of legends and all these kind of quirky little American bands. But
it was
great.
And so in your blog, you kind of mentioned about the beginning, basically you had the Barcelona Man U match. So tell us a bit about what happened with that.
that was chaos. I mean, it was good chaos at the game. We watched it on outdoor stream. And as you can imagine, the place just went mental at two goals, and then they won as well. But afterwards, we went for a few drinks, and there must have been some kind of riot on the streets while we were in this pub, because we came out in the early hours of the morning, and everything was smashed. Scooters were knocked over, bus stances were smashed, and then all these police started appearing in these massive kind of black vans. When riot police got out and they were like firing these, I don't know if it was rubber bullets, but it was all these explosions going off. So yeah, it was a bit hairy, you could say.
Bit worse than Glasgow then.
Glasgow, I thought I'd been out. Yeah. Maybe times five. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Obviously, you mentioned Neil Young, so let's just cut to the chase. How good was he?
Awesome. Like one of the best gigs I've ever been to. Just because before he even had to strum a note. He just walked on stage and like just to be there, mm-hmm. and see such a legend was just amazing. But he put on a great show. It was obvious that it was a mix of his kind of solo acoustic songs from like Harvest, After the Gold Rush, like that everyone knows.
Yeah.
And there was other kind of he's an amazing blues guitarist. He was playing like. Obviously, the biggest reaction were songs like "Rock in the Free World."
Right.
The Spanish fans seem to like that.
I'm so jealous. It sounds brilliant. So, apart from that, who's an obvious kind of high point? But was there any other bands? Like, did you discover any new bands, or was it? I mean, I don't know a lot of the bands that played. So, like, what else did you kind of see that were highlights?
It was kind of heavily weighted towards American music, and I think that was because Pitchfork had a stage there, and a lot of it, I mean, that probably says more about the fact that there's more, you could argue there's more interesting music coming out of America just now than there is in England and Scotland. But yeah, there was bands that I've seen for the first time, like Shearwater, Plants and Animals, American and Canadian. But I think possibly the standout for me, like, usually at a festival there's always one band who, like, you might have just sort of heard of, but never really kind of got into before, but it was, for me it was Lightning Bolt.
Right, okay.
They were this kind of really ferocious bass, it's just a bass player and a drummer, and it's just completely mental.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, the bass player is just playing it like some lead guitar, all these kind of crazy solos, and they just pummeled away for like an hour, and it was just insane, but really good.
Excellent.
It's not the kind of music you would maybe listen to and a set of headphones, but it's awesome.
Yeah, and you survived My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, what happened to that was I went to see them, they did an outdoor show on the Thursday night, and I just went along and it became quite clear within a few songs that it wasn't really what I was looking for. I was too far back, and even, it was obviously loud, very loud, but even from that distance it just kind of lost something, so I thought I would just cut my losses, and there was an indoor show the following night, and you had to kind of reserve your ticket for that. And it was like in this auditorium. It was kind of like one of those multiplex cinemas, but maybe twice the size.
Okay.
So it wasn't exactly intimate, but it was still, just because it was contained, I think, the sound was incredible.
Right. I mean, did you? You didn't take headphones, I take it. You just kind of braved it, did you? Earplugs, I should say.
Yeah, the handed out earplugs.
Oh, right, okay.
I chose not to. This was a bit of a controversial thing because some people actually say that earplugs improve the sound, especially when they do the Holocaust at the end.
Right.
The 20-minute feedback thing.
Nice.
Some people say that the earplugs improve that because you can actually pick out more of the sounds.
Right.
To me, it was just a wall of sheer noise. It's quite funny when Kevin Shields first came on the stage. Like, they didn't have any kind of sound check at all. So he just came on in front of this wall of amplifiers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was just checking that his guitar was on. He scraped his guitar at like a few times, and it was just usually it's just a kind of like I don't know, it's quite quiet, but
yeah.
It was just this roar.
Oh my god!
And you're like, oh my god, what are we letting ourselves think of?
You're a brave man. I think I would have wrapped my head with a few towels in front of it. That sounds good. Man. So there's something coming up on the Skinny site soon, I take it, or is it the next issue or something that you're going to have a review in?
I think the review's up. I think it went up yesterday, maybe.
All right, okay. Haven't seen that yet. So check out the Skinny site if you want to read next review, and his blog's really good as well. If you go to skinny.co.uk and then the blog section, you find it there. So how else can, if people want to follow other stuff you're doing, Nick, you've got a couple of websites now, don't you?
I guess I write reviews for The Skinny, which is what I've done for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And also I work at the Scotsman.com
mm-hmm.
website, so we've been blogging on the Under the Radar site, which was, it started as a newspaper column
mm-hmm.
In the Scotsman, but we've kind of taken it upon ourselves to just kind of boost the blog a bit, so we kind of do band profiles every week, gig reviews,
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yes, there's a lot of really good stuff on there, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much going on in the music scene now in Scotland, so
mm-hmm.
there's no shortage of bands that we could cover.
Yeah, but you seem to pick good ones, which is always, you know, like Eagle Owl, Japanese War Effort, and people who we've had on this podcast, but it's always, I think, you, Billy, and the other people, Helena, and who from Glasgow Podcast, all doing a really good job with that. I think it's excellent.
So many thanks to Mr. Nick Mitchell there for chatting to me about his trip to Primavera, and you can read all about it on theskinny.co.uk. Now, the next band or act that I want to feature on the podcast is the brilliant The Foundling Wheel, who was actually discovered by another fellow writer of mine, Nick's Billy Hamilton, who's written about a lot of great stuff for The Skinny in the last few years. And he wrote a great review of the album, this guy, but I've only just discovered him myself. And he's playing a number of gigs in June, so just in time to tell you about the one on the 13th of June, which is at Trampoline, the Wee Red Bar, and that begins at 7 p.m. on the 13th. That's in Edinburgh, obviously. And he's playing in London in July as well, so plenty of chances to catch him there. And he's got another couple of gigs. If you check out his MySpace, it's myspace.com/thefoundlingwheel. And that will tell you all you need to know about that. So here we go with Mixed Minor Missteps. It's Bucking Mental. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
depths we sleep with indifference and wake with misperceptions. While mixed minds make missteps, we sleep with indifference and wake with misperceptions. While mixed minds make missteps, we sleep with indifference and wake with misperceptions.
You'll be stolen by bandits and taken far from here. They'll put you in a cage, made of skeleton bones. I got a ransom call on my telephone. We don't have the kind of money. We don't have the kind of bread. You got a fragile body with your veins and your heart and your ventricles. God's aiming to hit you, speeding down the road. Don't want to see you in a body cast, from your head to your toes. The kind of bread. Stay under the covers. With me instead. We don't have the kind of glue. We don't have the kind of x-ray. Stay under the covers. With me today. Don't leave, don't leave. Don't leave, don't leave. Don't leave, don't leave. Don't leave, don't leave.
That was Zoe Van Gogh with We Don't Have That Kind of Bread, and you can hear them on Mark Riley's BBC Six Music show on the 15th of June, and that's from between 7 and 9pm, and I'm sure very good it will be too. Mark Riley's doing a good job actually at the minute. I think he is the natural successor to John Peel, really. He's kind of stuck with a lot of Peel's bands, and he's had some really good musicians from Scotland. He's had Sparrow and the Workshop, who by some ridiculous fault I've not put on this podcast yet, but I will have to resolve that soon. He's just recently had Withered Hand, and it was great to hear him on there as well. And now Zoe Van Gogh, who, as you can hear, probably a bit more poppy than we would usually play on this podcast, but that song is so catchy, just gets stuck in your head, it's great. And they're playing in London in June, and also in Glasgow in July, and in Perth, so that they tour a lot and they go around the place, and they're very, very good. So yes, please check them out. And their MySpace, seeing we've given other people's addresses, is Zoe Van Gogh. It's ZoeyVanGoey. So it's myspace.com/Zoe Van Gogh.
Excuse me, I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening.